I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Swing a long drive to left. Way back. Forget about it. It is going, going, and long gone into the Crawford boxes, and the Nationals are on the board. Anthony Rendon has his second home run in the World Series.
Nats Radio with the call. That will not be Nadell and Hixie with the call. If Anthony Rendon in a Rangers uniform, that's because he signed with the Angels late last night. 7 years, $35 million per. By the way, the baseball devil, Scott Boras, in three straight days has racked up $814 million worth of contracts. He gets 5% of that. 5% of 814 with Strasburg, Cole, and now Anthony Rendon. 35 per. Here is a tweet from Ranger, Ranger Tolo at 105.3 SS. Follow me, I'll follow you back. From Bendrick, Bendrick Lamar. I'm furious about the Rendon situation. This team perennially penny pinches. The one big name free agent to swing at, it was a layup. All we had to do was not be cheap, and we came in $45 million short of what he agreed to. The ownership is a complete joke, and I want John Daniels out. And walking in this morning, you were not too thrilled with the Rangers after the Angels locked this up.
Listen, I don't care that they didn't get Anthony Rendon. I would have preferred Donaldson and Mad Bum. But this team sold everybody that this was the top target. And if you're not willing to go above and beyond for the guy you have determined is the number one guy, they can't miss. We're going to get him. He's a Texas guy. He didn't want to come back here. He didn't want to do that. Then if you didn't determine that, well, they determined that he was the one guy, but you weren't prepared to go to the depths to even match the years. Like if they told you, guys, thanks, but he's not waking up and realizing that he's a member of the Texas Rangers. That's one thing. Can't do anything about that. But if they said, guys, thanks, but we're not going more than 5 years, then
it's a fake offer.
It's a fake offer. It's a ruse that this organization routinely puts on. They'll sign a guy every now and then. How'd they get Adrian Beltre here? They overpaid.
How'd they get Chu here? So that the commissioner made fun of, he mocked the deal.
Bud Selig mocked the deal. How'd they get A-Rod here? They overpaid. How'd they get Chu here? They overpaid. Okay, like that's where we're at. Like the reason that the Mavs can't get anybody because there's no such thing as overpaying in the NBA because there's a max contract.
Listen to what Evan Grant wrote. According to sources, the Rangers misread the market and only offered six guaranteed years and less than $200 million in total value.
Joke. Ha! Like what? Seriously, what do you mean you misread the market? Did you not just see what happened the previous 2 days with Strasburg and Cole? Did you not see Mike Moustakas get $84 million?
Less than $200 million.
They don't want to compete. They don't want to win.
They do. They just want to do it on their terms.
They are there.
They want a filet mignon dinner on a $11 budget.
They view themselves as a team and an organization that fills out other team schedules. That's what they talk. Just don't even say that you're in on these guys. Like the Royals don't even act. They don't even pretend like they're in on free agency. The Brewers don't even like pretend that they're in on these free agents, right? Their fans aren't stupid. They know better. Our fans aren't stupid either. Okay? But they've been sold a bill of goods by this organization. Well, you know, we get $75 million a year from our TV deal. Oh, hey, guys, guess what? This new stadium is going to attract so many people. Oh, and by the way, they're going to play in air conditioning, and it's going to bring an influx of cash. Look, nobody cares about playing in a state with no income tax when you make $300 million. And they've never cared. And nobody cares about playing 400 miles away from where they grew up because it happens to be in the home state. A guy from San Francisco doesn't say, hey, man, I can't wait to go play for L.A.
They offered,
they don't care.
They offered Zach Wheeler $100 million for 5 years. Wheeler took $118 from the Phillies. The White Sox offered $125. Now, yeah.
Wheeler wanted to play on the East Coast. And, you know, with Philadelphia and the Mets, he may have already lived in the middle of New Jersey and just been not even had to move. But look, that's a lot of money. Like, they were at least in the ballpark. 118 to 125, you're in the ballpark. You know, you don't have to move, really. So that's like, okay. But the Rangers weren't even competitive with that offer. That's a non-competitive offer.
Man, I just don't like reading they misread the market.
We've heard that before, Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban misread the CBA.
Although, could I say, now I'm doing some side calculations. Mm-hmm. Let's just say they offered less than 200 over 6 years. Let's just say it was 6 for $190.
It's still 30.
That's 31 a year. I mean, Anthony Rendon is not, again, it goes into whether you have to overpay or not. Anthony Rendon has no business making the same money as Mike Trout.
No, he doesn't.
They're not in the same stratosphere. They're not in the same league. Like, that's ridiculous. So you want to give Anthony Rendon at the age of 30 Mike Trout's contract? That doesn't sound right saying it out loud, but...
But Trout's also spanned out over 12 years or 10. You know, it's a $400 million deal.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of differences there. Again, I'm not upset that they didn't actually get the player. Anthony Rendon's a good player. He's a nice player. He's an MVP candidate. You know, basically, he'll be an MVP candidate for the next 3 years because he's been one for the last three. But you pinpoint this as the guy you want to go get, and then you tell your fan base, we're not willing to do what it takes to go get that player. Well, guess what? If I live in Plano or Frisco and I'm 40 miles from the stadium, I'm also not willing to drive down to see your team. I'm not.
Yeah, what's the pitch? What is the pitch besides the new park to go watch this team? We're the home of the Rangers. What is the excitement? What is the pitch?
Have you been to Texas Live, though, dude?
Yeah, I have.
That's an awesome setup for
I've already been multiple times, so now what's the pitch?
Yeah, I'm going there. I got to bring a jacket when you walk in. It's the only place in town that it's colder than a Stars game in there.
Oh, shots fired to Texas Live right there. Texas Live. Hey!
I don't agree with that. I love Texas Live.
I do have a backup plan, and it's better than Anthony Rendon. The Rockies are taking calls on Nolan Arenado. First off, real quick, what am I missing on Rendon?
A lot.
Okay, well,
here's the thing with Rendon.
Well, because he hits 308 in a 260 league, that's the only thing that I see that I'm missing.
Well, hey, here's the thing with Arenado. With Rendon, you're giving up money. With Arenado, you're giving up money and prospects.
Yes.
Because he's already paid. You're paying a boatload of cash. So you'd rather just pay the money than give up the money and the prospects.
Sure. Arenado, 8 years, $260 million extension just last winter. And John Heyman said it.
It's about the same amount of money.
They're willing to listen to trade inquiries.
Yeah, I mean, 8 for 260 and 7 for 245. I mean, you're talking a very similar amount of cash.
Yeah. What am I missing on Rendon? Why is he more than just, you know, a three-year flash in the pan? And tell me why Arenado is definitely not better. And the problem with Arenado, by the way, he's got an opt-out after the 2021 season. So if you give up everything to get him, he can opt out. And he's got a full no trade. Keep
that
in mind.
3 years is not a flash in the pan. 3 years is a trend. That's what you are.
Okay.
Especially when it's 3 years at age 27, 28, 29. Like, you hit your prime in baseball at 26. So when he's hit his prime, and his on-base percentage has always been, outside of his rookie year, it's always been above 340, which is very good.
Okay.
And then the last 3 years, OPS over 900. That's fantastic. That's MVP rate right there. On-base averaging about 390 over the last 3 years. And then he's got decent pop, mid-20s to low 30s.
I'm looking at the counting numbers. I'm going to pay $35 million for a 25 home run guy. Last year he hit 34. Maybe with this prime it goes up, but history shows he's going to hit mid-20s.
It probably went up because of the baseball. Okay, that's probably why his home run numbers went up last year. But, I mean, his on-base percentage has always been good. His batting average has, for the last 3 years, always been good. And then, you know, they call him the coolest customer in the game, mean, you saw what he did in the postseason. It was amazing. Arenado, look, I can't argue. Arenado's a great player. And defensively, he is a wizard. But this is what scares me about Nolan Arenado. 277, 346, which is good. 866 OPS, which is decent. That's his road numbers. Oh. Last year at home, he batted 351 with a 412 on base.
Colorado.
That's Colorado. Been now, there. We're talking a 200-point difference in OPS home to road. That, like, you are not paying $35 million for his road numbers. You'll pay 25, right, because you factor in his defense. You ain't paying 35. So, you know, Rendon is his you always will have that what if with Arenado in Colorado. Now, the good news is for him.
And the Rangers, for the record, I mean, this isn't breaking news. They love Arenado.
Of course, they should. He's great.
I know for a fact they love him, and they viewed Gerrit Cole as like that same type of dude. Like that, they wanted those guys as the faces of their organization. When they like Rendon too, they loved Arenado last year.
And you should love him. I mean, he is a fantastic player. Now, the one thing in his favor is DJ LeMahieu. Everyone thought he's a Colorado guy. Well, he went to New York, and he came second in the batting race. Third in MVP voting, or fourth. Like, he had a magnificent year. So like, the Colorado thing, it might be a little overrated. Sooner or later, you get used to your home ball. We don't know how this ballpark's going to play.
Right.
This could be Colorado AL. You don't know. We have no idea. We won't know until, you know, the weather warms up.
And now the report is that the Rangers, after losing out on Rendon, turning their focus to Josh Donaldson, and Donaldson looks like he wants 4 years. Donaldson is up there in age. There has been some injury issues, and Donaldson is 34.
And you have here's the teams that are going to be in on Josh Donaldson. The Rangers will be in on him. The Braves will be in on him. And the Nats will be in on him because the Nats now have a hole at third base and a window to compete because they just signed Strasburg.
Yep.
So if you're Josh Donaldson, do you want to wake up and play for the World Champs, play for the NL East Champs, or play for the Rangers?
Not the Rangers.
I mean, let's just be real here.
Are they going to end up overpaying on Donaldson?
That's what you're going to have to do.
Right.
If you want Josh Donaldson, you're going to have to go 4 years and $100 million.
Four and 100.
Is that what you want to do? Do you want to pay $25 million for a 34-year-old?
Let's trade the farm for either Arenado or Bryant, sign Mad Bum or Ryu.
Look, I am all in on signing Mad Bum or Ryu. You want Chris Bryant in here? Great. You want Arenado in here? Great.
Man, what would you have to give up? What would you have left after trading for Arenado?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. Your best bet, like your financial responsible bet, would be trading for Andujar because he's got four more years of team control.
Off the Yankees.
But he's also coming off a labrum or whatever. Nobody has, and he can't, he's a butcher in the field. I mean, do you really want a defense that has Odor and Andujar in the infield? With Elvis, who is in decline? Is that what you want?
No, that's a bad
infield, man.
Yeah. So there it is. The hot stove recap. Anthony Rendon going to the Angels to team up with Trout and Ohtani.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.